name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
我们继续来讲大卫的金玉良言。
Let's continue on the golden psalm, the golden words of David.
请看诗篇16篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 16.
第四节。
Verse 4.
诗篇16篇第四节。
Psalm 16, verse 4. Verse 4. Their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips.
上一次我们谈到以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增。
Last time we talked about the sorrows of those who hasten after other gods would be multiplied.
那么下半段说，我嘴寻也不提别神的名号。
The latter portion says, nor will I take up their names on my lips.
我们会不会提别神的名号呢？
Will we ever take up the names of other gods in our lips?
如果我们提到别神的名号，这样对不对？有没有违背圣经的道理？
And if we take up the name of another god in our lips, are we doing something which is against the Bible, against the teachings?
有一次我在正道的时候谈到观音菩萨跟阿弥陀佛。
There was once when I was delivering a sermon and I used the name of Buddha and Amitabha.
那么有一个信徒就对我说，圣经不是说我们不可以提别神的名号吗？怎么你竟然在台上公然地提别神的名号呢？
Then some believer came to me and said, didn't the Bible specifically say that we cannot take the name of another God on our lips? But why did you, during a sermon, invoke such a name?
我说你有读圣经吗？
Then I asked, did you read the Bible?
我看你没有读圣经。
I think you haven't really read the Bible.
他很不高兴。
And the believer was unhappy.
你怎么说我没有读圣经？
Why do you say that I did not read the Bible?
我说因为如果你读圣经，你已经看到众先知 都常常提到别的神的名号。
Then, because I said, if you have read the Bible, you would read very frequently that the prophets would always be using the names of other gods.
可见的，你在解释一件事情，或者你在述说一件事情，提到别的神的名号，这是可以的。
So this shows that when you are talking about an incident or explaining certain things, and you use the name of another god, it is allowed.
那不提别的神的名号，是指你不要替别的神的名号来做见证。
So not taking up the names of another god on your lips refers to the fact that you do not testify for another god.
比如一个基督徒对一个朋友这样说。
Take for example, a Christian talks to a friend.
我听说某某地方的观音菩萨很灵。
I heard that this Buddha in this particular place is powerful.
我看你不如去那边拜拜看看会不会发财。
Why don't you go over there and check out so that you might strike it rich there?
对方就会说，诶，你不是基督徒吗？
Then the other party would reply, aren't you a Christian?
他说是啊。
So he might reply, yes, I am.
怎么你不是向我介绍耶稣基督，而是向我介绍观音菩萨呢？
So why is it that you're not introducing to me Christianity or Jesus, but introducing to me a Buddha?
所以我们不替别的神的名号来做见证。 我们要见证的是耶稣基督神的名。So
you must never testify for a name of any other god. We must only testify for the name of Jesus Christ.
另外一个意思就是说，你不可以尊别的神的名号，好像尊神的名号一样。The
next meaning is that we cannot treat the name of other gods as equivalent to the name of our God.
我们应当尊独一真神的名号为圣。We
should honor and sanctify the name of the Lord.
没有其他别的神的名号可以与神相等的。
There's no other name of any other God which is equivalent to our God.
我们要尊神的名为圣。
So we must honor the name of the Lord as something sacred.
尊神名为圣的一个表现就会常常见证神的名。
So if you were to hallow the name of the Lord, we will always have testimonies.
你会常常提到神的恩典来荣耀神的名。
We would often refer to the grace of God which has been upon you so that you will glorify his name.
那这样我们对神的名是常常提到还是很少提到呢？
So now this brings to the question, do we frequently use the name of the Lord? Do we mention his name or not?
还是我们连提都不提？
Do we totally not mention his name.
我们提的许多人的名，但是就是没有提神的名。
We probably have mentioned many different names, but we might not have mentioned.
那这样你还尊神的名为圣吗？
Then in this case, have you hallowed the name of the Lord?
我们来看第五节。
Let's read verse 5. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot.
耶和华是我的产业。
The Lord is my inheritance.
虽然大卫是一个王，他有许许多多的产业。
Although King David was a king and he of course had loads of inheritance.
但是他告诉我们，
But he said,
耶和华才是他的产业。
The Lord, he is his portion of his inheritance.
那对我们来说呢？
And what about us?
我们的产业是什么？
What is our inheritance?
我们的房屋，我们的店屋。
Is it our house? Everything in our house?
我们的股票或者是我们的黄金。
Our stocks, our shares, our gold.
但是这一些产业可靠吗？
But are these inheritances, are they stable?
在这么多的产业当中，神是不是你的产业？
Amongst all the inheritances which you have, is God one of them?
你在地上拥有那么多的产业，但是你在天上有什么产业吗？
In the world, you might have a lot of inheritance, but in heaven, do you have any inheritance?
地上的一切是短暂的，很快就会过去。
The things in the world, it's temporary and it will pass away.
你会发觉到你所拥有的一切的产业，到那个时候你就会一无所有的。
You notice that all the inheritance which you have in the world will come to nothing at one point in time.
到那个时候你要怎么样来面对神呢？
But at that instant, how would you face God?
所以主耶稣提醒我们。
So Jesus reminds us.
请看马太福音第六章。
Listen to Matthew chapter 6.
我们读十九到二十一节。
Matthew chapter 6 verses 19 to 21. Matthew chapter 6 verses 19 to 21, verse 19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
没有钱的人常常会睡不着。
Those people without money, it's very frequent that they will not be able to sleep.
明天要去哪里买奶粉呢？
Because they'd be worried, where can I buy milk powder for tomorrow?
他伤心他的孩子没有奶可以喝了。
They're worried that the child would not have milk to drink.
所以穷人家确实是有很多伤心事的。
So the poor do have many sorrowful things.
看起来有钱人好像很快乐。
So it would seem as though the rich are happy.
其实未必是。
But this may not be so either.
有钱人也一样睡不着的。
Because even the rich people will also not be able to fall asleep.
他会担心他的产业会变质。
They are worried that their inheritance will change, will be corrupt.
他会担心有贼来偷。
They'll be worried that there'll be thieves who will break in.
如果半夜有电话来威胁他。
And in the middle of the night, there's a phone which threatens him.
那他更加的害怕了。
Then the rich man will be all the more afraid.
原来不管你是有钱或者没有钱，你都一样会有许多的烦恼，会睡不着觉的。
So we realize that whether you're rich or you're poor, you will still have worries, and this might cause you to have insomnia.
但是如果我们有神作为我们的依靠，
But if we have God as our trust,
我们以神作为我们的产业，
we have God as our inheritance,
我们心里就可以得到平安。
Then in our hearts, we will have peace.
我们就可以祷告，交托给神，然后我们就安心睡觉。
We can pray to God and entrust everything to God, and we can sleep soundly.
天父知道我们的需要的。
For our Heavenly Father knows our needs.
他知道我们的忧虑，他知道我们的害怕。
He knows our worries, he knows our fears.
他会帮助我们的。
And he will help you.
我们就把我们一切的忧虑告诉我们的天父。
So we tell to our Lord every single worry of ours.
然后我们就安心睡觉。
And then we sleep soundly.
一天的忧虑，一天当就够了。
So enough. We only worry for our worry today.
明天就是新的开始。
Tomorrow is just a new day.
我们的主会带领跟看顾我们。
And our Lord will guide us and protect us.
这才是宝贵的。
And this is important.
如果没有神作为你的产业，
If God is not an inheritance,
你紧紧抓住地上你所拥有的产业。
And you try to grab on very tightly to all the inheritances.
抓得越紧，越表现你心里的焦虑。
The tighter you grab onto it, the more it shows that you are anxious and worried.
不是吗？
Isn't it so?
所以主耶稣勉励我们。
So Lord Jesus encourages us.
不要只是为地上这些产业来忧虑、来烦恼、来劳力。
Do not just worry and trouble yourself over these treasures of the world.
我们要懂得积攒财宝在天上。
But you must lay up treasure in heaven.
而更重要的。
And what's more important?
财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
如果你的产业是在地上的，你的心自然是属于地的。
If a treasure is in the world, then your heart will belong to the earth.
你整天思虑烦恼的都是地上的事情。
Every thought, every worry will be about the things of the world.
让你睡不着觉，让你不开心。
It will cause you not to be able to fall asleep. It will cause you to be sorrowful.
不是你有病，不是你有灾难。
It's not because you are suffering from illness or because the calamity has struck.
但是你心里有许多的害怕，有许多的忧伤。
But because you have the fear and because you have these worries and trouble.
你怕失去你所有的产业。
You're afraid that you will lose this inheritance which you have.
但却又是必定会失去的。
But yet these things will be lost.
当你眼睛闭上的时候，
For when you close your eyes,
你还能够拥有什么东西呢？
At that instant, can you still hold on to any of these?
如果我们的产业是在天上的，
If our inheritance is in heaven,
我们的心也在天上，
Our heart will be in heaven.
虽然在地上我们也会有许多忧伤的事情，
Even though on the earth, you'll still meet with sorrowful events.
但是我们想到天上的父，我们心里就开心，就得到安慰了。
But when we think of a heavenly father, we will be comforted and happy.
我们就很勇敢的，我们继续的活下去，走下去。
We will boldly live on and walk on this journey.
所以大卫虽然他是一个王，
So although David was a king,
他有权柄，
And he had power,
他有智慧人，
And he had the wise men with him,
他有许多的财主，
He had the wealthy men,
他有许多的人民，
And he had his people in the kingdom.
但是这些并不是他的产业。
But these were not his inheritance.
耶和华是我的产业。
He claimed that the Lord was the portion of his inheritance.
这真的是一句金玉良言啊。
And this is indeed a golden word.
我们再看回诗篇十六篇。
Turn back to Psalm 16.
第六节。
Verse 6. Psalm 16, verse 6. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance.
第六节说，我的产业实在美好。
Verse 6 says the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places.
因为它坐落在佳美之处。
Yes, I have a good inheritance.
我们的产业是不是那么美好呢？
Is our inheritance really good?
当以前英国的女王维多利亚临终的时候，她曾经这样的说过。
When Queen Victoria 临终。
要临死的时候。
When she was just about to pass away, she actually made this statement.
这么大的权势
I have such great power,
这么多的财富
and such great wealth,
这么大的荣耀
and such great glory,
但却是这么短的时间
but yet it only lasts for such a short time.
她是带着遗憾而死的
and she passed away in regret.
她那更多、更大、更荣耀的财产，只是最后带给她更大、更多的遗憾而已。
The great wealth, the great glory which he had only brought about greater regret at the end.
我们的使徒保罗，他也面对死亡。
Our apostle Paul also faced death.
但是他怎么说呢？
But what did he say?
他很兴奋地说。
He said very triumphantly.
我情愿离世与主相遇。
It's better for me to depart from the world and be with the Lord.
因为这是好得无比的。
For this is beyond compare.
他竟然是带着一种喜乐、兴奋的期待。
He actually had this excitement, and he was looking forward to this.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他知道他的产业实在是美好。
Because he knew that his inheritance was good.
那是好的无比的。
It was good beyond compare.
怎么会忧伤、害怕来面对这个死亡呢
？Why would he face death with fear and sorrow? Sorrow.
我们跟保罗同样都是基督徒。
We like Paul.Are all Christians.
但是我们有保罗同样的盼望吗
？But do we have the same hope as Paul?
面对死亡，我们有没有这一种喜乐的期待
？In the face of death, do we have this joyful expectation?
你别误会，我们好像活得很苦，想早日离开世界，脱离这个痛苦。
Please do not misunderstand that we are living a very difficult life, and so we want to depart from the world as soon as possible to escape from this suffering.
我们并不是想死，我们更不是要去找死。
We are not seeking death. We are not trying to kill ourselves.
我们不是那一种消极灰色的思想。
We are not fatalist people who only think, who are pessimistic.
但是我们却存着一个很积极的盼望，一种喜乐的盼望，渴慕与主相遇。
But we are very optimistic, and we have this great expectation to meet with the Lord.
保罗勉励我们，大家都应该有这样的心，有这种的追求。
Paul encourages all of us to have this kind of heart, to have this kind of pursuit.
请看腓立比书。第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
13节到15节。
Verses 13 to 15. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 to 15. Verse 13. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you.
你人生的目标是什么呢?
What is the goal of your life?
当你设下了一个目标,你很努力去追求。
When you set a goal, you will seek after it with your might.
当你达到你的目标的时候呢?
And when you have attained it,
当然你很快乐。
Of course you're very happy.
你享受你的成就。
And then you enjoy your success.
然后呢?
But what happens next?
然后你一定又会设下另外一个的目标。
And then next, you will set another goal.
然后你又再努力的去追求。
And then you will strive very hard to pursue that goal.
如果你成功了
and if you are successful,
当然你会快乐
again, of course, you will be happy.
你会享受你的成就
and you enjoy the fruits of your labor.
你会停止吗
but will you stop?
不会的
no, you will not.
你又再设立另外一个新的目标
or you will set another new goal.
你又再去追求了
and then you will pursue after it.
但是你没有发觉到
but did you notice?
时间就这样的一年一年的过去
that your time has passed year on and year on like this.
你可以设立很多的目标
you can set a lot of goals.
但是你未必有很多的时间留下了。
But you may not have a lot of time left.
在那个时候你才醒悟过来。
And then at that instant you suddenly realize.
那什么才是我真正需要的呢?
What is the most important thing which I really need?
尤其当我面对死亡的时候。
Especially when I'm about to face death.
我所成功的这一切还有什么意义和价值呢?
What is the significance and is there any value in all the successes which I had?
这是所罗门王所要提醒我们的一件事情。
But this was the very thing which King Solomon wanted to remind all of us.
他人生有好多伟大的目标啊。
In his life, he had a lot of great goals which he set out to do.
但是他都成功了。
And indeed, he was successful.
可是他突然之间猛然回头思想。
But all of a sudden, he thought back about his whole life.
当我面对死亡的时候
When I'm about to face that,
当我要面对真神的时候
when I have to face God,
我要拿什么来向神交代
What can I bring before God to give an account to him?
在这个时候他才醒悟过来
At this instant he truly realized.
所以他勉励我们
And that's why he encourages us.
趁着我们还有时间还年轻
that While we are young, while there's still time,
我们要敬畏真神
We have to fear God.
这才是我们人生最重要的一个目标
For this is the whole duty of man, the ultimate goal of our life.
因为世上的一切不管是成功或者是失败
Because in the world, whether it's a success or a failure,
都会成为过去的
All these things will pass away.
到头来都是捕风都是虚空的。
And in the end, you might just realize that it is grasping of the wind, something which is vain.
在这个短暂的生命里面，我们要去追求什么才是永恒的生命。
So in this short temporal life, we have to look and pursue what is this eternal life.
在这一个虚空的世界里面，我们要寻找什么才是真实不变的。
In this life of vanity, we have to seek after something which is truly certain and unchanging.
我们的人生是有限的。
Our life.It's limited.
钱你用去了，你还可以赚回来。
For money, after you have spent the money, you can still work to gain more.
但是时间和生命，你没有办法赚回来的。
But your time and your life is something which you can never gain back.
所以你要珍惜你的生命，你剩下的时间。
So you must treasure your life, the remainder of your time.
什么才是我们人生不可以缺少的？
What is the thing in our life which we must never lack?
什么才是我们人生生命里面真正重要的？
What is the most important thing in our life?
你要重新设立你这一个目标。
You have to reset this goal.
所以保罗勉励我们。
And hence Paul encourages us.
我只有一件事。
It is only one goal.
就是忘记背后，努力前面的。
That is forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to these things which are ahead.
这一件事是什么事呢?
What is this thing?
不是地上的事。
It's not the things of the world.
是神要在基督耶稣里面从上面召我来得的奖赏。
But it's the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
那才是好的无比的。
For only that is far better beyond God.
你是不是向着这个目标来努力呢?
Are you striving towards this goal?
保罗说,
Paul said,
我们中间凡是完全人总要存这样的心。
Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind.
英文翻译的比较好。完全人，他指一个成熟的人，特别是思想成熟的人。
So here tells us that people who are mature, people who have grown up from being a child.
他不再好像小孩子一样，只贪图眼前好吃的蛋糕、巧克力和玩具。
They're no longer just like little children who just look and look forward to the cake which is before them or sweets. Even the toys.
已经长大了。
They have matured.
他已经成熟了。
They have grown up.
他不再留恋这些玩具、蛋糕跟巧克力了。
And they no longer just look forward to these cakes, chocolates, or toys.
虽然这些曾经对他那么重要，对他那么大的引诱力。
Although all these things were once very important to him and a very great temptation to him.
但是现在他知道。还有更重要的。
But now he knows that something more important.
那是我们生命不可以缺少的。
And that's something which we cannot lack in our life.
我们的思想是不是也这样的成熟了呢？
Has our thoughts also changed and matured in this manner?
我们信主已经不少的日子了。
We've already believed in the Lord for many days.
但我们的思想是不是好像世人一样，只是在乎吃喝、享受、玩乐而已呢？
But is our thinking just like the people of the world, just to look after pleasures and enjoyment?
追求世上的荣耀和地位。
To seek after the glories in this world and perhaps a position for ourselves.
然后可以去炫耀一番。
And then we can show off.
然后呢？
But what happens next?
没有然后的，就是这样而已。
There's nothing more because it's just like that.
所以主耶稣提醒我们。
So Jesus reminds us.
当人子来的日子。
And the day of the Son of Man.
就像挪亚的日子一样。
It will come as a day in the days of Noah.
人照样吃喝玩乐。
Man will be eating and drinking.
但不知不觉洪水来了。
And making merry, but all of a sudden, the flood will come.
唯有挪亚一家得救。
And only Noah and his household were saved.
因为他相信神的话。
Because he believed in the word of God.
他遵守神的话。
And he obeyed the command of God.
他造方舟，他进入方舟。
He made the ark and he entered the ark.
他带领他一家人都得救了。
And he led his entire household to be saved.
我们的人生很快就会结束的。
Our life will come to an end very quickly.
在还没有结束之前，我们是不是做好我们得救的功夫？
And in the time before it ends, have we done our work so that we can be saved?
不要等到没有时间了才来后悔，原来那么多事情我们还没有做。
But wait until there's no time left, then we regret. Actually, there are so many things which we should have done before.
你做了好多的事情，完成了好多伟大的目标，但是最重要的一个目标，你却没有达到。
We may have done a lot of things, we have set out and attained a lot of our goals, but the most important goal was something which we have not attained.
所以主耶稣提醒我们。
That's why Jesus reminds us.
无知的人啊，
you foolish man.
今晚我如果要你的灵魂，
tonight, I want to require you of.
那你所准备的要归给谁呢？
Then where will everything we have prepared? Who will it belong to?
我们要听主的话。
We must obey the word of God.
所以我们要重新设立一个正确的目标。
So we must start afresh and set a new correct goal.
向这个目标来努力前进。
And we strive towards this goal.
然后我们就可以说。
And then we can say,
我的产业实在美好。
That our inheritance, my inheritance is good.
我们看回诗篇十六篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 16.
第七节。
Verse 7. Psalm 16, verse 7. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons.
我必称颂那指教我的耶和华。
I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel.
神是指教我的神。
Lord, He is one who gives me counsel.
他怎么样的指教我们呢？
How does the Lord counsel me?
他借着圣经来指教我们每一个人。
The Lord counsels us through the Bible.
因为圣经就是神的启示。
Because the Bible is the inspiration.
要教导我们行义。
To teach us to do right.
让我们可以在神的面前得到神的喜悦。
So that we can receive the pleasure of God.
让我们明白什么是神的旨意，什么是神喜悦的事情。
So that we know what is the will of God, we know what God is pleased with.
所以我们要领受神的指教，我们就必须要殷勤来读圣经。
So if we want to receive the counsel of God, we must diligently read the Bible.
保罗这样的勉励我们。
Paul encourages us.
请看罗马书十五章第四节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Verse 4. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
保罗提醒我们，圣经是为教训我们而写的。
Paul reminds us that scriptures were written for our learning.
记录了以前人的信仰行传，目的就是要教导我们今天如何来持守我们的信仰。
It records of the acts of the ancient saints and how they kept their faith, and this teaches us how we should keep our faith.
当我们在人生上面对许多的挫折、许多的痛苦的时候
，When you are faced with difficulties and sufferings in our life,
怎么样的从圣经里面的那一些人物里面学习他们的忍耐，学习他们的盼望？
How do we learn from the characters in the Bible and learn from the patience and gain this hope?
学习他们怎么样信靠神来度过他们的难关，走完他们的路程。
How do we learn from them so that we can trust in God just as they have and continue on through this difficult path?
可是如果你不读圣经，
but if you have not read the Bible,
你不知道圣经这一些信仰形状，
you do not know all these acts of faith of these ancient saints.
你要怎么样去得到力量，得到帮助，得到勉励呢？
How do you receive the strength? How do you receive encouragement? How do you receive help?
圣经不只是记载他们的故事，
the Bible does not just record their story.
圣经是要借助他们的故事来教导我们。
The Bible wants to teach us through their story.
让我们可以得到盼望。
So that we can receive hope.
所以我们要殷勤读圣经。
And that's why we must diligently study the Bible.
我们再看帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
Let's also turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
十三节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of man, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe.
为什么帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒那么喜欢听保罗讲道呢？
Why did the Thessalonians love to hear the sermons of Paul?
因为保罗很会讲道吗？
Is it because Paul was an eloquent man?
因为保罗讲了很多的笑话，让他们听得很开心吗？
Is it because Paul made a lot of jokes in his sermon and therefore the audience was very happy?
如果你要听笑话，你上网去，大把笑话在那边，让你笑到你都不会笑了。
If you like to listen to jokes, then just go onto the internet and you will find loads of jokes there which you will laugh.
这里告诉我们，
But here tells us,
他们不以为这是人的道。乃以为是神的道。
That the Thessalonians did not feel that the words of Paul were the words of man, but they were in truth the word of God.
这是他们喜欢听到的一个最主要的原因。
And this is the main reason why they love to listen to the words.
因为这是神的道。
Because it is the word of God.
因为保罗所传讲的是神的道。
Because what Paul was preaching was the word of God.
保罗也为此很高兴。
And hence Paul was very happy for this.
高兴这一些信徒能够明白他所讲的不是他的学问，乃是这是神的道。
He was very happy of the fact that these Thessalonians, they actually understood that the words he was speaking was not his own knowledge, but it was in fact the word of God.
然后他说，
And that's what he says.
这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主的人心中。
It is in truth the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe.
如果你不相信这是神的道，
If you do not believe that this is the word of God,
你只是把它当作是一个演讲，
And you treat it as an oration.
你不是一个听道的人，你是一个评论道的人。
You're not a person who's listening and receiving the sermon, you're a person who's judging.
那这个时候，你不会那么高兴来领受的。
And then at this instant, you will not receive the word so joyfully.
你从头看到尾，他是谁？
From the beginning to the end, you will think, who is this person?
他凭什么来教导我这一个哲学博士？
What right does he have to teach me? I'm a doctorate of philosophy.
他什么都不懂。
But he knows nothing.
他怎么来指教我们？
So how can he just come and teach me?
你再看左边右边这一些人。
Then you look at the people beside you, around you.
并不是很多读到很高深学问的人。
Oh, there are people who have not attained a very high standard of education.
难怪啦。
No wonder.
你还有兴趣再继续在这里吗？
In such a case, would you still have the interest to remain here?
你就觉得这地方不适合你了。
Then you start to feel that this place is not suitable for you.
你就要去寻找一个适合你的地方。
And then you go and seek for a place which is suitable for you.
然后你找到了。
Let's say you find it.
我们这里全部都是博士。
All of us here, we are professors.
没有一个是平民。
And no one is a commoner.
我们全部都是有身份、有地位的人。
We are all people with a standing in society.
你说我找到了。
And you say, I found
这才是适合我的地方。
This is a place which is most suitable for me.
你是这样来求道的吗？
Is this what you do to seek after the truth?
难怪主耶稣传道的时候，
Which is why Jesus, when he was preaching,
那些法利赛人、那些哲学家不愿意跟从他。
While he was preaching, the Pharisees and all those people who were learned, they were not willing to follow Jesus.
他看到主耶稣身边那一些人啊，他觉得，哎呀，我跟他们在一起啊，真的是 lower my standard.
Because when he looked around, surrounding at the people who followed Jesus, then he would say, If I were to follow Jesus, I'm just lowering my own standard.
耶稣的道虽然很好，但是他那一些人哦，全部都是那一些没有学问的人。我在那边不是降低了我这个身份吗？
The teachings which Jesus is teaching is truly good, but if I were to follow him and he has all these kind of followers behind him, I would merely be lowering my status.
耶稣讲的道理虽然很好，但是他是哪色的人呢？
And Jesus, although he delivers a very good message, but the problem is he is from Nazareth.
哪色的还能够出什么好东西？
Can any good come out from Nazareth?
他们就是这样来看耶稣的。
And this is the eyes which they saw.
所以耶稣的道没有办法进入他们的心中。
And that's why the word of Jesus could not enter their hearts.
但是法利赛人当中也有一些虔诚的人。
But amongst the Pharisees, there were also people who were truly devout.
他们要追求神的道。
And they truly sought for the word of God.
他们来见耶稣。
So they came to Jesus.
你所讲的，如果不是从神来的，不能够讲这样的道。
No one can do this signs or speak the things you say if he were not from God.
因为你的话带着权柄。
For your words have authority.
你的话带着生命。
Your words contain life.
你行出来的神迹更让我们清楚看见那个神的力量。
And the miracles that you have performed has really shown to us God is existent and
visible. 所以这些人放下他的身份地位。
So these people laid aside their own status.
他们来求见耶稣。
And they came to seek for Jesus.
他们成为耶稣基督的门徒。
And they truly became the disciples of Jesus.
这是我们应当要学习的。
And this is something for us to learn.
所以有一些观念，我们必须要自己改善自己。
So there are certain concepts where we really must change.
你来听道是要听什么道？
When you come to listen to sermons, what are you listening to?
只有神的道才能够成为我的力量。
Only the word of God can become my strength.
因为神的道才能够让我们得救。
Because only the word of God can save us.
所以我们要看重神的道。
So we must esteem the word of God.
当你有这样的心的时候，你自然会喜欢来听道。
And when we have such a thinking, we will naturally love to listen to sermons.
今天我们每个人都有圣经。
Today all of us have a Bible in our hand.
有些人还有几本圣经。
Some of us might even have a few copies of it.
就算是英文的啊，也好几本不同的翻译本哦。
And even in English, we have so many different versions of this.
你知道吗？
Do you know this?
这是我们最大的一个福气。
That this is a greatest blessing which we can have.
这是以前世世代代的基督徒啊所不能够拥有的福气。
This is a situation, a blessing which the Christians, the believers or saints in the past could not have.
只有少数的人才能够拥有一本圣经。
Because only very few, a minority, could own a Bible.
不是每一个人都可以自己拥有圣经的。
Not everyone could own a personal copy of the Bible.
所以我们今天所享受的是以前的人所不能够享受到的。
So what we're enjoying today is something which the people in the past could never enjoy.
但是很可悲的。
But sadly,
我们所没有的，却是以前的那一些信徒所有的。
What we do not have is what these believers in the past truly had.
他们没有圣经。
Although they did not have the Bible.
但是他们的心中却有圣经。
But in their hearts, they had the Bible, the
word of God. 他们都把神的话记下来。
They memorized the word of God.
因为他们不能够拥有圣经。
Because they did not own a
Bible. 所以他们很仔细地听。
And so they listened attentively.
当传道者在讲圣经的时候，
So when the speaker was talking about the word of God,
他们就把它记录下来。
They would memorize it.
把它记在心里面。
Memorize it in their hearts.
他们把神的话当作是很宝贵的。
They treat the word of God and that it is truly a treasure.
今天我们每一个人都有圣经。
Today all of us have a Bible.
但是我们心里面却是没有神的话。
But yet in our hearts we do not have the word of God.
只有打开圣经的时候，我们知道哦，圣经是这样说的。
Only when we refer to the Bible, we say, "Oh, so the Bible says this."
当我们关上圣经的时候，
When we close the Bible,
我们竟然忘记了。
We forgot.
这是件很可悲的事情。
It's a very sad thing.
没有圣经的人却心中有神的话，有圣经的人却心中没有神的话。
People without the Bible have the word of God in their hearts, yet people with a copy of the Bible do not have the word of God in their hearts.
这是末世的一个危险的现象。
But this is a crisis of the people living in the last days.
请看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
16节跟17节。
Verses 16 and 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that a man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
再读第四章第三跟第四节。
We should read chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. Verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables.
保罗在前面提醒我们，圣经对我们属灵的生命是多么的重要。
Earlier, Paul reminds us how important Scripture or the Bible is to us.
这个圣经能够使你有得救的智慧。
The Scripture is able to give us, is able to make us wise through faith.
让我们可以做好我们自己得救的功夫。
For salvation, so that we can do the work of salvation.
但是接下来他却告诉我们一件很伤心的事。
But later on, Paul continues by telling us something which is quite sad.
时候必定会到。
The time is coming.
人必会厌烦纯正的道理。
When they will not endure sound doctrine.
可以随时听到，可以随时读圣经，但是他们却不喜欢听到，不喜欢读圣经。
Although they can read the Bible at any time they want, they can listen to the sermons at any time they want, but they do not like to do that.
现在不就是这个时候吗？
Isn't it the time? Isn't this a description of the time today?
每个人都有圣经，每个人都可以自由去拜神，听到。
All of us have a copy of the Bible. All of us can freely come and worship God.
但是我们真的领受神的指教吗？
But have we truly received the word of God?
我们在听，但是有听进去吗？
We may be listening, but has it truly entered us?
耳朵是在的，但是心是不在的。
Our ears are present, but our hearts may not be.
所以我们常常说听到吗？
So we often say, have you heard me?
你是听，但是没有到的。听到了，听到了，怎么还不来呢？你只有听，没有到。英文不能够翻啊，好，不要紧。所以我们听了神的话，我们就要到神的面前来敬拜神。
So if you have heard the word of God, we must really come before God to worship God.
我们今天不缺乏圣经的知识。
Today we do not lack Bible knowledge.
我们都知道神的话。
And we know the word of God.
但是你愿意遵行神的话吗？
But are you truly willing to obey the word of God?
你愿意因此悔改吗？
Are you willing to repent because of it?
你愿意因此到神的面前来敬拜他吗？
Are you willing to come before God to worship him?
所以大卫提醒我们。
And that's why David reminds us.
我们看回十六章，诗篇十六章的第七节。
Let's turn back to Psalm 16, verse 7.
我不但要称谢那指教我的耶和华，下面说我的心肠在夜间也警戒我。
So he says, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel, and my heart also instructs me in the night seasons.
为什么要在夜间才警戒呢？白天不可以吗？
Why does he only do it in night seasons? Can't he do it in the day?
不是不可以，但白天太忙了。
It's not that he cannot, but because during the day we are all too busy.
我们有许多的事情，有许多的工作要处理。
We have a lot of work to handle in the day.
我们要面对各种各样的人。
We must face all sorts of people.
因此，有时候我们也必须要包装自己，或者也要化妆自己。
So sometimes you have to package ourselves. We have to, put on a bit of makeup.
对吗？你要出门的时候不是要花些时间化妆自己吗？要不然怎么出去见人，对不对？
Is this true? Before you come out, you will have to make up so that you are presentable.
但是到了晚上，
But at night,
你不用再去应付各式各样的人了。
That's when you don't have to go and handle people anymore.
你不需要再化妆，你不需要再包装。
You don't have to put on any more makeup. You do not have to package yourself anymore.
因为现在你面对的是神啊。
Because now you are facing God.
神能不能够在这个时候就很坦诚的在神的面前来做一个自我的检讨？
So it's at this instant where you must be very frank and sincere before God to self-examine.
我们真的听从神的话吗？或者我们真的违背了神的话？
Have I really been keeping and obeying the word of God? Or have I gone against the word of God?
你每一天做完你的生意，做完你的工作，你都要做一个检查或者做一个报告。
Every day at the end of the work, you will have a report, you have a summary of the work.
那在我们的信仰生活里面，
Then in our own life of faith,
在一天的结束，我们是不是要在神的面前做一个检讨报告？
At the end of the day, do we also need to make an account? We need to search and give a report.
我们需要的。
We need to.
因为我们有许多不足的地方需要祈求神的赦免和怜悯的。
Because we have many shortcomings which we need God's forgiveness and mercy.
所以白天我们的心很忙，但是在了夜间，我 我们应该让我们的心安静下来，思想神的话了。
So though during the daytime our heart is troubled with many things, but at night that's a time for us to be quiet and come before God.
所以大卫告诉我们
，Which is why David says to us，
他就是这样的度过他的信仰生活的。
He tells us that this is how he leads his life of faith.
我们也应该效法他。
And so we should also emulate him.
我们总要拿出一些时间来听神的指教。
We must also have time whereby we come to listen to the word of God.
因为这是关系到我们的生命。
Because this concerns our life.
也用神的话来好好的检讨自己。
And we need to use the word of God to really examine ourselves.
你的生命就能够真正的成长和成熟的。
And then we will truly be able to grow and mature.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我将耶和华常摆在我的面前。
I have set the Lord always before me.
这是他信仰的另外一种的经验。
This is another kind of experience in his life.
我们把神摆在哪里呢？
Where have you placed God?
一般的人拜神，把神摆在神台。
Most people, when they worship their gods, they will place their gods on an altar.
天主教徒把主摆在教堂。
And the Catholics will place their God in their church.
基督徒把主摆在圣经。
Then Christians, they place their God in the Bible.
可是敬畏神的人，他把主摆在他的心里面。
But truly people who are truly devout, who fear God, they place their God in their hearts.
因为他把主摆在他的心里面。
And because they place their Lord in their heart.
所以随时随地主就在他的面前。
The Lord is always before him.
不管他做什么，说什么，他想到的就是主。
So that no matter what he does or what he's thinking about, he will be thinking of the Lord.
我们如果没有把主摆在我们的心中，
If we do not place the Lord in our heart,
我们行事为人看到的就是这个，看到的就是那个，看不到我们的主就在我们的面前。
Whatever we do, how we act, we look around, we see there are other people, but we do not see the Lord before us.
等到我们做错事的时候，
And so when we do something wrong,
等到我们来聚会祷告的时候，
When we come to church to pray and
我们才看到主在我们的面前。
And have service, then only we see the Lord before us.
所以这个时候我们才后悔我们做错了。
It's only at this instant we regret that we have done something wrong.
为什么只有在会堂，在圣经的面前，你才看到主呢？
Why must we only see the Lord when we come into the church, or when we see the Bible?
所以我们要效法大卫。
So we must follow David.
我将耶和华常摆在我的面前。
I have set the Lord always before me.
因为神就在他的心中。
Because God was in his heart.
随时随地他都先想到神，看到神。
At any instant he would be thinking of God, he would be seeing God.
这是他一个很痛苦的经验。
But this is something which caused him to, he actually experienced a very difficult time because of this.
因为他曾经没有把神摆在他的面前。
Because there was once when he did not place the Lord before him.
所以他看到的就是一个美女在洗澡。
And what he saw was a beauty bathing.
在这个时候他没有看见主在他的旁边。
At this instant he did not see the Lord at his right.
然后他就去犯罪了。
And therefore he sinned.
如果那个时刻他把主摆在面前，
If at that instant he actually placed the Lord before him,
虽然他看到一个美女在洗澡，但是他也看到主就在他的面前，你说他要怎么办呢？
Although he saw the beauty before him, but again he sees the Lord before him, do you think he would do what he did?
他赶快会调整他的眼光，主啊，赦免我，我偶然看到，现在我罢了，回头。
You immediately go and seek for the forgiveness of God and say, Lord, just now it was just an accident, please forgive me.
但是因为没有主在他的旁边，
But because the Lord
没有在他的面前，
before him.
所以他看了越看很好看。
So after looking, he continued to look because she was truly beautiful.
再接下去就是看到他犯罪。
And after that, he sinned.
然后看到他痛苦的一生。
And what you see is how he suffered through his whole life.
虽然神原谅了他，赦免他的罪。
Although the Lord had forgiven David,
但是那个灾祸，那个罪的连累，使他整个家庭都痛苦啊。
But the woes which came about because of this sin actually enchained and ensnared his household.
所以这真的是他的金玉良言。
And that is why these are truly the golden words of David.
我将耶和华常摆在我的面前。
I've set the Lord always before me.
所以我们要把神摆在我们的面前。
So we must place the Lord always before us.
那么我们心中就要有神。
Then we need God in our heart.
我们与神不是同行，而是连在一起。
We are not just merely walking together, Lord, hand in hand, but really we are joined together.
我们常常只是讲到与神同行。
Very often we will always refer to walking with God.
但是主耶稣告诉我们不是。
But Jesus tells us, no, it's not just this extent.
你要怎么样与神同行呢？
How do you walk with God?
只有当你与主连成一体的时候，你自然就能够与主同行了。
It's only when you are really joined with the Lord as one body, then you will walk with the Lord.
好像藤和树一样。
It's like the tree and the branches.
藤。藤。藤知道吗？树藤，缠着树的那个树藤。
It's like the tree and the vine around it, the which will the creepy crawlies. I don't know the.You know what I mean, the vine-like thing.
藤自己没有办法站立的。
That vine will not be able to support itself.
风一吹，它就摆来摆去，甚至被吹掉。
When the wind blows, it will start to sway about, and it will even be blown, swept away by the wind.
它知道它的弱点。
So it knows its weakness.
所以藤必须依靠大树。
And that's why this vine has to be.Supported by that tree.
当藤紧紧贴住这个大树成长的时候
，and the vine is truly stuck and grows together with the tree.
大风都不能够把它吹掉
，even a strong wind would not be able to sweep it away.
我们人是软弱的
，we humans we are weak.
虽然你想做强人，但是再强的藤还是藤了。
Although you want to be a superman, but no matter how strong you are, you're still just this vine.
所以我们要有这个智慧
，so.We need to have this wisdom.
我们要连在坚固的树上。
We must be supported and stuck together with this strong tree.
而主耶稣告诉我们
，And Jesus tells us,
我就是那一棵坚固的大树。
That I'm that strong tree.
对不对
？Isn't it so?
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
第五节，跟第六节。
John chapter 15, verse 5 and 6.John chapter 15, verse 5 and 6. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
I am the vine, and you are the branches.
你藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
And you abide in me, and I in you.
所以我们不只是与主同行，我们是要与主连成一体。
So we do not just merely walk with the Lord, we must really be joined with the Lord.
这样我们不但从主那边得到生命
，So not only do we receive life from the Lord,
我们也能够站立得稳。
We can also stand firm.
因为我们已经与主连在一体了。
Because we are joined with the Lord.
我们的根基是建立在主身上。
Our foundation is on the Lord.
所以大风吹。大水冲都不会倒塌。
So even if the great winds blow or waters come, it will not fall.
所以我们要追求。
So we seek after this.
让我们与主连成一体。
So that we can be united with the Lord.
像保罗所说的。
Just like what Paul said.
以主的心为心。
That we have the mind of Christ as our own.
这样你就真的与主连成一体了。
And that is how we are joined with the Lord.
所以求主帮助我们。
So we ask the Lord help us.
让我们能够像大卫一样。
We hope that we will be like David.
灵性也能够成长，像他一样的成长。
We will be able to mature just as David had matured.
请唱赞美诗199首。
Let's rise to sing hymn 199.